Support for VPR comes from Kimble Brook Farm, organic milk and cream from Vermont grass-grazed cows, retail locations at kimblebrookfarm.com, and from North Country Hospital Orthopedics, providing comprehensive care for joint replacement and sports injury conditions, information at 802-334-4175. It's weekend edition on Vermont Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Peter Biello. A bill decriminalizing small amounts of marijuana comes up for final approval in the House on Tuesday. The bill was one of a few hot topics at the State House this week, and here to give us the scoop is VPR's Bob Kinzel. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, Peter.
So, Bob, let's start with the marijuana legislation. It would not legalize pot. It would just decriminalize small amounts. And some law enforcement officials and state's attorneys are opposed to it. What are they saying?
Well, you know, Peter, I think they had a couple of main points. The big one, I think, is they think this bill sends a terrible message to young people, that young people won't differentiate between decriminalization and legalization. And they think that message also is that, hey, it's okay to smoke marijuana, and that some people may be encouraged to do that. And they feel that's a situation that could lead to greater drug use. And then finally, I think the law enforcement officials feel that the bill could interfere with their prosecution of other drug cases where marijuana is one of the drugs found. For instance, if the amount of marijuana is less than an ounce, but there's a lot of cocaine, does that mean the cocaine was taken legally or illegally? And so those are their basic concerns.
So if it is approved in the House on Tuesday and goes to the Senate, what's the outlook for the bill there?
You know, I think it's pretty good because while the House has been working on this bill, the Senate has also been crafting its own companion legislation that will look very much like the House bill. So when that House bill arrives in the Senate in the middle of next week, the Senate's going to be ready to deal with it in a pretty timely way. You know, there may be some differences between the House and the Senate, and then a conference committee will meet to iron out those differences, but they will, and they'll send the bill to the governor, and the governor likes this bill, so the chances are the bill will pass and will get signed into law by the end of the session.
All right. Well, we'll see what happens with this bill early next week. In the meantime, though, Bob, let's talk about taxes for a moment. The Senate Finance Committee is likely to change the House tax bill. What changes are they likely to make?
Well, let's just review for a second what the House did and then how the Senate might change it. The House raised the rooms and meals tax by 0.5% for a one-year period. I don't think the Senate Finance Committee is interested in this kind of temporary solution, so I don't think this provision is going to be part of the final bill in the Senate. The House also imposed the sales tax on soda, candy, bottled water, and clothing over $110. I think the Senate Finance Committee likes most of this provision, but might throw that idea of taxing clothing over $100 over the side, so I wouldn't be surprised if they did that. The House also raised the cigarette tax by 50 cents a pack. I think this is going to stay in the package because there's not a lot of sympathy for smokers over at the State House. And then finally, the House also capped some personal income tax deductions. And they did that in part to help eliminate a penalty for employers who don't offer health insurance to their employees after 2014. I think the Senate is willing to cap some deductions. For instance, maybe put a cap on the size of mortgage interest payments. If you have a mortgage for $2 million, should you be able to deduct all of your interest for that? I think the Senate is going to say no. They're going to set a limit there. But they won't have a cap on things like charitable contributions. So I think the Senate will deal with the issue of deductions, but deal with it in a different way.
And finally, Bob, one last thing to talk about. The Senate overwhelmingly rejected a plan to move up the Vermont primary election date, and that went against the recommendation of Secretary of State Jim Condos. So what does this mean for the Secretary of State now?
Well, I think the situation is to some degree that the Secretary of State is saying, hey, we don't want to get sued by the federal government because of these deadlines. And some senators are saying, well, wait a minute, there are states like Massachusetts that hold their primaries in September, and they don't seem to have a problem complying with federal deadlines. So why are we? So on one hand, I think the Secretary of State wants action to prevent a federal lawsuit, and the senators are saying, hey, let's see if they sue us or not.
Bob Kinzel, thank you very much.
My pleasure, Peter.
That's VPR's Bob Kinzel with an update of the week's political news, which he gives us every week at this time. Visit VPR.net for the archive of these conversations and tune in next week for an update on the Vermont legislative session.